met het NOS-journaal. Een akkoord tussen de Europese Unie en Groot-Brittannië over de Brexit is binnen handbereik. Dat zei EU-onderhandelaar Michel Barnier vandaag tegen het Europees Parlement. Volgens Barnier is een akkoord voor bijna 85% rond. Alleen de grenskwestie met Noord-Ierland blijft een probleem. Volgende week woensdag komen de EU-regeringsleiders bij elkaar. Ze hopen dan een Brexit-akkoord te kunnen sluiten. Ook bondskanselier Merkel en premier Rutte zijn optimistisch gestemd over zo'n akkoord. Ze hebben elkaar vanmiddag in het torentje ontmoet om ingewikkelde dossiers te bespreken ter voorbereiding op die Europese top van volgende week. In Lage Zwaluwe bij Breda zijn een groot drugslaboratorium en een hennepkwekerij ontdekt. De politie heeft meerdere mensen aangehouden, maar hoeveel is niet bekend. Het drugslab zat in een loods waar het een puinhoop was. Volgens de politie stonden er vaten van 2 meter hoog en werd er mogelijk amfetamine gemaakt. Het opruimen gaat waarschijnlijk dagen duren. De hennepkwekerij bevond zich onder de grond. De orkaan Michael bereikt naar verwachting in de loop van vanavond de Amerikaanse staat Florida. Michael neemt steeds verder in kracht toe. Het Amerikaanse orkaancentrum zegt dat er inmiddels windstoten zijn gemeten van 250 km per uur. De snelheid waarmee Michael in kracht toeneemt verbaast deskundigen. Hij is nu categorie 4, sterker dan orkaan Florence. Gevreesd wordt dat Michael de zwaarste orkaan wordt die het noordwesten van Florida ooit heeft getroffen. En het kabinet overweegt een onderzoek naar de stoffelijke resten van Johan van Oldenbarneveld. Raadspensionaris van Oldenbarneveld werd in 1619 in Den Haag geëxecuteerd. Waarschijnlijk is hij begraven op het Binnenhof in de grafkelder onder de Eerste Kamer. Die kelder is nu ontoegankelijk, maar nu de gebouwen aan het Binnenhof worden verbouwd, wil premier Rutte nadenken over een onderzoek van de kelder. De familie van Oldenbarneveld en de SP hebben daarom gevraagd. En tot slot het weer. Vanavond en vannacht is het helder. Het koelt af tot ongeveer 11 graden. Morgenochtend bewolking en in het zuiden wat lichte regen. 'S Middags overal zon en dan wordt het tussen de 20 en 24 graden. Dit was het NOS Journaal.
Dit is Jolande van der Velde van de ANWB. Er staan momenteel geen files.
Bent u 66 plus en wilt u graag nieuwe mensen leren kennen? Of wilt u meedoen aan leuke activiteiten, alleen of samen met anderen? Kom dan naar de seniorenmiddag op Oba Reigersbos. Elke donderdagmiddag van 2 tot 4 kunt u hier genieten van het samen zijn, interessante lezingen, uitstapjes, workshops en nog veel meer. Kom langs en doe ook mee. U vindt ons in de winkelstraat Reigersbos. Toegang is gratis. Oba, om bij te blijven.
De 7e Cello Biennale Amsterdam. Van 18 tot en met 27 oktober in het Muziekgebouw aan het IJ en het Bimhuis. 10 stampvolle dagen met meer dan 90 concerten. Kaarten via cellobiennale.nl.
Dit is Amsterdam, Radio Salto.
Is live vanuit Pakhuis de Zwijger. Je luistert naar Songwriters Guild Live op Salto Radio met Ro Half Height. Het komende uur hebben we muziek van onze gast Dusty Stray. En we draaien, we draaien wat muziek van artiesten die hier eerder gespeeld hebben. En natuurlijk ook van artiesten die hier nog gaan spelen. Namelijk Cat Dale, die komt hier volgende week. En we gaan luisteren naar het nummer van haar, dat heet Wonder Love. Jori Zwart gaat tegenwoordig als alleen Jori door het leven op Spotify. En ze heeft een remix uit van het nummer Bonfire. En dat heeft ze samen met Inne Rui gemaakt. En 8 jaar geleden speelde ze op de show.
The sun comes up behind us, taking in the gunfire, starting the countdown. Wait till you're 7-6 feet underground. We run, we fight, we're strong and light like feathers in the wind. Growing colder as we get older. I know of a place where it's safe for us to go. Punch drunk in your white-eyed hay. You went to the bonfire. You rose up again into the night. We run, we fight, and we're strong and light like feathers in the wind.
comes up behind us.
We gaan naar onze gast, Dusty Stray. Dusty Stray, hey, hello, man. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Hello, hello.
Yeah. So, you want to start with a song?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm going to start with a song that I've never played before live.
Oh, that's great.
It's off the new album. This is called Window, and it's a song that I wrote about all these childhood nightmares of mine when I was like 6 or 7 or something. I just remember having the worst nightmares that terrified me. I thought there was some guy outside my window looking in and just going, ah, like this with this, like just this intense face freaking out every night. I just looked at that and kind of tried to fall asleep. Well, that was probably a week or so or something. But in my mind, I just feel like, wow, that was just like the worst thing ever. Mm. And so since then, I haven't had these kind of nightmares, but I thought, okay, I'll just write a little song about that because I really thought I was going to die at that point, you know, every night. So, it's called Window, and it's a very soft song. And so it's kind of a strange radio thing to be singing extremely soft. But yeah,
that's great, man.
Let's give it a go. Yep. Okay.
Really nice. Yeah.
So it's like a lullaby in the afternoon on a Thursday.
A lullaby for terrified kid. Oh. Hey, talking about being terrified, you're gonna present your new album.
Yeah, that's pretty terrifying. Yeah.
exciting.
It's very exciting. The new album is coming out a week from tomorrow. And it's called Estranged, and it's the 5th Dusty Stray album. And we're going to be playing a really fun launch party concert thing at De Rode Bioscope in Amsterdam on Tuesday the 16th.
Yeah.
And also an in-store in Concerto on the 14th, a Sunday at 2 o'clock. Just throwing those dates out there.
No, you should. I try to be there at the 14th if I, this is in my agenda. Let's hope I can make it.
And that's with full band, by the way. Yeah, but all those shows, those release shows are really fun with 4 piece band. And then the thing with the rotobioscope is that I have so many musician friends, like at least 10 people are going to kind of participate, like come on stage for different songs. So that's gonna be a really unusual, fun, special event. So. Including Kramer, I must say. The producer is going to be there. And I've played with him because he's produced, of course, 3 albums, and we've had some things where we played stuff together, I guess, for those albums, but I've never performed live with him before, so it's the first time ever that we're doing that. Yeah.
So, first question that I got from what you just said is like, okay, so you got a band. I've seen you play with a band before, actually. Yeah. Is it the same band?
No, I have a different band. Every album that I put out, it's kind of crazy, but I try to... First I work on making the album, mm-hmm. and then after the album's finished, then I think, okay, who can I find, as far as musicians, who could recreate the album and, you know, the best or whatever. So, I mean... It is a lot of the same members as the last time, but, well, a lot. No, there's...
Who? Two, who do you have?
Two of the same ones.
Are there still Mexicans on board?
There is one, yes. Mario Ramirez is Mario, still playing bass. Yeah, yeah. And he's got his bass drum, bass thing all set up to where he plays bass guitar hitting the bass drum, which is a lot of fun. And he also has learned since how to play the singing saw a little bit. So he's going to be... There's one song where he plays the singing saw and then he quickly puts it down and like, just takes up the bass, which is... entertaining. And then let's see, then we've got Stuart Cullen, my friend from England, who's coming over and playing banjo and singing with me and also playing some harmonium. And then we have Thomas von Neuenhoven. Do you know Thomas? He's a percussionist, drummer, very like soft drumming, you know.
Oh yeah.
And and then we have Kramer coming just for that show. But then other than that, it's the four of us.
Yeah, that's the core band
thing. That's the core band. Yeah.
But it's not the band that you recorded the album with.
I did not record the album with a band. That's the thing, is that I recorded the album just by myself, and then Kramer added, you know, his elements that he always adds, these little atmospheric things. So a lot of key kind of things, you know.
Right.
Keyboard. Yeah, but it's mostly. This album especially, I would say, is mostly just, you know, soft guitar song. I mean, me playing guitar and then, you know, Kramer trying to make it, you know, sound nice.
did you do that together or, in one room or were you...
What happened is he came over here with his little portable studio, these amazing microphones and a laptop, and he set things up in my studio here and... And we were, we just basically did all the recordings there. Except, I must say that I recorded, I don't know, like 4 songs in the States when I was living in the States with my own little recording set up there. And then Kramer later pumped those up and made them sound really, you know, bigger or whatever. And he also added a few things to those. But like, you know, one song, for example, was one microphone and me playing the guitar and singing with Meredith, the same girl that sings on the... there was a song for on that last one that we did together. She was singing on one of those songs. So she's it's the same thing. It's kind of like it's weird to have those people not be around those people, but they're on the album now.
Yeah,
you know, these friends that I made, musician friends I made on my time.
I helped you out, of course, with your EP that came before this one.
USA, one about the
USA.
States,
And those were recordings that you made in the USA when you were there for a couple of years.
That's right. Yeah.
And so some of the recordings also made it on this album then.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is like a full album.
This is a 14 song album.
Great.
No, it's a big one. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Kramer for a bit. He's quite a famous producer, I believe. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, let's see. It's my thing with Kramer goes back to when I was in the early 90s. I'd heard a friend of mine played me something that he had made from his band Bong Water, and my friend said, "Here, you have to hear this." And he played this one song, and I sat down, and it was one of those moments where it's almost like an out-of-body experience. You're like, what the heck is this? I've never heard anything like it. Hmm. And it just blew me away. And I found out, so then I started listening to more of that and then found out that he had this label called Shimmy Disc in the 90s. Which he was based out of New York, and he discovered all these amazing kind of, you know, people in the underground music scene there. But he also did a lot of these, like, you might know, well, you know, Daniel Johnson. He did a Daniel Johnson album. He did he discovered Ween, the band Ween. He put out he recorded their first album with them, produced it. And then he also Low, the band Low, their first two albums.
Really?
And yeah, and Galaxy 500, all of their albums. And anyway, I could go on and on. But the thing is, a lot of people don't really... The people that know him are crazy about him, and a lot of people just aren't aware of him. But then they might hear something, they go, "Oh, that, yeah."
Right.
You know, for example,
it's a bit of a hidden gem there.
Yeah, it's kind of. For example, I have to say that it's funny. The one song that he's most known for is that he produced the song for Pulp Fiction that he did with Urge Overkill. That one is a cover of, it's like, "Girl, you'll be a woman soon." You know, he kind of got those guys to record that. He said, "You guys should really do this song, you know, you got to do this Neil Diamond song, you know," and they're like, "No, no way." You know, he goes, "Yeah, we'll make it sound really good." So he really basically is the one responsible for that tune.
So, and that song was recorded, and then later on it got on Pulp Fiction.
I don't know the whole story, but yeah.
That's awesome.
But that's what, at least one song that everybody seems to know, that that version they're pretty familiar with.
That's true.
You know, so
anyway. So
I got in touch with him basically and said, "Hey, if you're ever in Amsterdam, you know, let me know," and you know, whatever. And he said, "Well, actually, I'm coming to Amsterdam in a few months, and if you want to, you know, get together, maybe I could help you with some mixing or whatever." So that was the first thing we did together, is that he mixed the third Dusty Stray album, Family Album. He mixed and mastered that, and you know, added a few things as well that I was just blown away. I thought he was just going to do mixing and mastering, and he said, "Oh, I hope you don't mind. I added this nice little, you know, sound here and there." I was like, "Oh, cool. Okay, great." You know, so then. And then that turned into just really doing more collaborative things each time, more and more, you know. Like, this time was really, we were just sitting in my little, you know, studio here in Amsterdam and just coming up with ideas and how to make this sound nice, you know, this and that. So, yeah, it's become a real nice collaborative project.
We're going to talk about the collaboration later.
Okay.
That's great. Got another slot for you for another interview. We gaan nu even, even wat draaien. I'm going to play some music from Tangerine. They have a new album that came out. That album is called Because of You. En we gaan luisteren naar het nummer Lemonade Sky. En ze speelden bijna 9 jaar geleden speelden ze op de radio show.
Even though it's too far gone, you can never take this.
We zijn weer terug bij onze live gast Dusty Stray. Hey man. So, what song you want to play for us?
This is a song called Houses. I didn't want you to stay. Supposed to do. I wasn't me, and then you weren't you. All of the houses in a pretty little row, in one of those houses we had a home. The cracks and the stains have been covered. All of the locks have been changed. Broken windows boarded up, and we've become estranged. I would look you in the eye. I'd say I loved you, but I would lie. I always knew you could tell. Always knew me far too well.
Song, man.
Well,
yeah,
thank you, Ro.
Awesome. Yeah, we're gonna listen to some more of your music later on. First, I am going to play some song of Julien Duperron. Hij speelt volgende week op de radio show. Ik heb hem ontdekt op de open mic in de Koe, waar iedereen gewoon naartoe moet die van singer-songwriters houden. Dat is elke dinsdagavond vanaf een uurtje of 8. We gaan luisteren naar het nummer van hem, dat heet The True Life.
gone by in search of the true life, our own way to do right. Weary from the turn of the cheek, we learn how to speak of the things that we dream of, the meaning of real love. 'Cause I've been fighting off thoughts on me and you, and I'm scared as hell that you can't tell, and that you've been thinking too.
Ja, we gaan van de popmuziek van Julien Duperron gaan we naar Anne Janelle uit Canada. Ze heeft 4 jaar geleden heeft ze op de show gespeeld en ze speelt cello en ze schrijft dus liedjes. Het nummer waar we naar gaan luisteren is een beetje folky. Dat heet Ah Poor Bird, wat ze samen met ene James Hill heeft opgenomen.
High above the sky.
We gaan terug naar onze live gast. Dusty Stray, welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's start with a song. What do you want to play for us?
This is the first single off the new album. This is called Through the Atmosphere.
All right.
Exactly top 40 potential, I realize, but
nowadays songs are getting shorter, so
that's true.
Yeah,
I heard about
it's
yeah.
anywhere between 2 and 3 minutes is okay. If you're over 3 minutes, they're, you know, it's no use basically.
Yeah, and nobody will listen to 1 minute songs. Is like a big thing now. Like people are trying to make songs that are short enough for like Instagram
stories. I heard there's an Instagram story album. Oh yeah, that's great.
I won't be making one of those. Just to say,
no,
you know,
oh, well.
I don't think so.
You never know. You could be the conceptual guy.
Yeah, well, at least I won't be doing it intentionally. I might just come out that way.
All right. Yeah.
Who knows? No.
So tell me a little bit more about your cooperation with Kramer.
Yeah. Well, the songs were pretty much all the songs were written, and I you know, he showed up here and he said, okay, let's hear what you got, and he kind of, you know, basically said just go in there, start playing stuff, and I'll record and we'll just see what we can come up with. And so I just, you know, played the first song on it, you know, and then he said a few things here and there, like what if we just change this thing here, he had a few little things like that, but overall he wouldn't really mess with the song itself. The song, he would just basically add add a lot of really nice atmospheric kind of things. Like the song I just played, that one, he had some kind of little effect thing, a sample or a thing on keyboards where it sounded like little tiny distant bells kind of tingling, although it was just a very simple thing that seemed to be perfect for that song, you know? And
yeah.
He came up with that, and I was just like, yes, that's it. That's all it really needed, is just a little bit of...
So it's really...
He has this sort of magic way. Yeah, you know, he never overdoes it. And, you know, this time he said to me, okay, well, of all the three albums that I've helped you with, this last one, he said, I really left it alone as much as I could, you know. And he said, I still added a few things here and there, but overall, I think it kind of stands pretty okay the way it is. So I expected to hear the mixes he made and not hear much of anything, but actually he added some really cool things, a lot of subtle things that really made the song in some ways, some certain songs that were just exactly what it what it needed.
That's awesome.
I do a cover. There's a cover for the very first time I've recorded a cover,
okay,
which is a Leonard Cohen cover of the song "Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye," and I was just, you know, this was a recording I had made also with Meredith in the States, one mic, guitar, and the two voices. And he just added this very subtle thing where he just had little tiny piano keys just kind of going through the whole song all the way slowly down, like down, down, down to where it just at the end of the song is just the lowest note. But it's just a very simple thing that just somehow, I mean, he added more things than that. You can hear it a bit later, but it's just this beautiful thing that he came up with. It was so simple, and it just makes the song sound just even nicer than it already was. So,
yeah. You make me so curious for the album. I don't think it's online yet, is it?
It will be online, for sure, a week from tomorrow.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. We'll have to wait.
Yeah.
But there's the single, of course, that we've already played.
Yeah, there's two singles, actually. Yeah, there's that one, and then the one I just played is you can find that one I just played. Through the Atmosphere is on Spotify and all that stuff. It's all over. And then you can hear Kramer's little tinkling things that he does there. The little tingling thing.
Yeah. Hey, you wanted to talk about Popronde, right? I mean, because you're so stoked.
I don't have to talk about it. No, I just said,
it's great.
Yeah, I'm doing Popronde. I'm kind of like happy that I think it's 11 shows that I'm doing.
That's pretty good.
And all over the Netherlands, which is fun. Mm. I'm getting to go to all these, places I would have never thought that I would be in, like sitar, which that should be a nice one because I'm playing in some church, an all acoustic solo thing in a church.
Oh,
sitar,
great!
So that should be fun, and Emin.
Emin, right?
I mean, all these places that I've just never been. So
no.
And tonight I've got Groningen. Groningen, I have been there many times, but I love Groningen, and that's tonight at 8:30.
And where are you playing on Wednesday?
Nowhere
probably. That's when this thing is going to be broadcasted on Amsterdam radio.
Oh, okay. I will be probably in Amsterdam on Wednesday. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Playing?
No. Just probably trying to. I'll probably be like stressing out about. I got that album coming out in a couple of days. Oh gosh,
that's
what do
true.
I got to do?
Yeah. Yeah, that's obviously what you're doing. I want to hear a little bit about your songwriting method. Do you have something particular that you do?
Let's see. In it's kind of boring, but in a general way, I guess I just pick up the guitar and just some little tune comes out, and then I'm like, oh, that's nice, and then I'll record it with like so many people do, just record it with my phone.
Yeah.
And if it's something I'm really crazy about, then I'll really try to work on it right then. But a lot of times I just have this tune that I'm like, okay, I can't really do much with it, or it doesn't seem to, lend itself to lyrics or something now. So I just sit on it for a week or two or sometimes months and then get back to it and then make some lyrics for it. But usually it starts with a whole tune and then I add the lyrics later,
Okay.
Very rarely, but it does happen. A tune comes out with lyrics at the same time, and that's pretty fun. That's really that still happens.
So but most of the time you're playing chord progressions.
I try not to think too much. I try not, anytime I want to write a song, I can't write a song or whatever,
right.
So I try to just like
let your fingers do the thing.
Yeah, or sometimes I'm just like doing nothing, like I don't know, washing dishes, and then I'll just quickly go, I'll grab the guitar without, planning it, and just go, and then I'm like, oh, wow, that's an amazing little tune there. Just something pops up, and then it sticks. And that's really, in general, the way it works with me. I don't know. Yeah.
That's good.
So.
And your lyrics, how does that go? Do you use a rhyming book? Or?
No, I don't. But
no shame in that. But.
No, actually, it's the lyrics. It's a combination. I mean, I never sit down and write lyrics without the music. It's really always, I think, okay, what can I insert into this music? So
music comes first.
I never have songs that I've written that are just lyrics, and then it's always music first, then put the lyrics on. Music first and then lyrics, and then a lot of times I'll just have some sort of idea or a little like a theme or a, like the one I just did about earlier about the nightmares when I was a kid, I thought, okay, well, the last album, A Tree Fell and Other Songs, that had a song called Blood Trail, which is about another experience I had as a child when I threw a brick at a little kid and he was all bloody. And I thought that was horrible. You know, I felt so bad about that. So I ever thought, okay, I'll write a song about that. And that one turned out really nice. And I thought, okay, I'll think of some childhood memory. Why not? You know, because this album is also, it has a sort of childlike quality to it. So, I mean, at least I think it does. It's sort of... you know, there's a bit of a softer kind of, I don't really know, melancholic, I don't know, some sort of, yeah, like little lullaby sort of sound to it, I think. At least that's the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
And so that seemed to, when I came up with that little tune for that song Window, I thought, oh yeah, this is just obvious. This is a song. This is the music to that, you know, song I wanted to, you know, write about the nightmares I had as a little kid.
And the melody, when does that come in? Because you have, I mean, the guitar does the chords, right? Or do you already know a melody when you have a?
Well, no, the guitar is not just the chords. Because for example, that Window song is like this. You know, it goes. So there's already that vocal line.
There's the melody.
Should have been alone in my bedroom. So that, and I kind of do that a lot for some reason. I write a song and it has a little vocal line
that's
in there already.
That's recognizable. That's your style.
And then I put
style.
It on top of it. But
you're right.
I mean, not that I mean to or whatever.
It's
just kind of
your style. You're right.
Is it my style? I don't know.
So you got these little ditties that you come up with on your guitar, and they already have the melody. It's not just playing some chords. It's really just
a
finger picking thing.
Yeah, and I have to say, there's one song on the new album called Old and Gray, and that one I had as an instrumental, and it was, you know, 3-minute instrumental song, and I thought, oh, nice to have a guitar instrumental song. That's kind of nice for a change. But Kramer would have no part of that. he said, oh, come on, I really think this should be a song. And I go, it is a song. It's an instrumental song. It's an instrumental. And he goes, no, but a song, you should just write some lyrics for this. Please, please, just do it and see what it's like. And I go, oh, okay, I'll see what I can do. And then, like, the next day, I had some sort of, you know, vocal thing to it, which just sort of like that one I just showed you, it kind of just rested on top of the thing I had there already.
Yeah.
And he said, yep, that's it. Let's
do
it.
Yeah.
You know, so that was nice. Yeah. It's funny.
All right, great. You want to do another one?
Sure.
One last song.
Sure, one last song. Okay, so this one is, it's a song off the new album, which is probably one of the few that did kind of come out of nowhere as music and lyrics, which is kind of exciting. So,
okay, yeah.
This one is called Things Will Look Different. It's way past the last call. There's no one left at all. Just you and me here once again. And I'm about to talk about the way I feel for you. But you won't let me begin. You put your finger to my lips. You say you won't hear about it. Just put your coat on. It's been a long, long night. And it's all right. Things will look different in the morning. Guide me through the doorway as we leave the bar. And you put your hand in mine. You take my keys away from me as we get in my car. And I take it as a sign. Under the blankets, I try again. You say you won't hear about it. Just turn the light out.
It's been a long, long night, and it's all right. Things will look different in the morning.
Great. It's a real, like, a sort of a country tune.
It's a tearjerker. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. We gaan nog even luisteren naar Suzy Asado. Ik ben gewoon zo'n fan van haar. En ze heeft, 6 jaar geleden op de show gespeeld. En het nummer Under Under komt soms voorbij bij mij. En dan denk ik, yeah, I like it so much. Dus dit is Suzy Asado met Under Under. Ja, ik wou sowieso Dusty Straders bedanken voor zijn aanwezigheid hier. Dat was weer te gek. Thank you, Dusty, for being on the show again.
Thank you, Ro. It's a pleasure.
Ja. Volgende week hebben we Cat Dale en Julian Perron hebben we Julien Duperron hebben we op de radioshow. En we gaan er nu uit met Long Conversations. Hij is bekend van de Folk Roadshow, maar bij de Amsterdam Songwriters Guild is hij vooral bekend om zichzelf eigenlijk. Zijn eigen muziek. Hij speelde 7,5 jaar geleden op de radioshow. En het nummer waar we naar gaan luisteren heet Jonathan.
Oh, that's my name.
En het is ook de naam van Dusty Stray.
Give your father some peace. Give your father some peace. I've seen his hands tremble when he's talking to me. My eyes sing like honey bees. Your eyes sing like honey.
Dit is Amsterdam, Radio Salto.